Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Thursday, the 15th of August 2024. Today's topic is Simon Denies His Savior. Our text today is taken from Mark chapter 14, verses 66 through 72. And as Peter was beneath in the palace, there cometh one of the maids of the high priest. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked upon him, and said, And thou also wast with Jesus of Nazareth. Verse 68. But he denied, saying, I know not, neither understand I what thou sayest. And he went out into the porch, and the cock crew. And a maid saw him again, and began to say to them that stood by, This is one of them. And he denied it again. And a little after, they that stood by said again to Peter, Surely thou art one of them, for thou art a Galilean, and thy speech agreeth thereto. But he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not this man of whom ye speak. Verse 72. And the second time the cock crew. And Peter called to mind the word that Jesus said unto him, Before the cock crowed twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. And when he thought thereon, he wept. Our memory verse today is taken from Mark chapter 14, verse 68. And when she saw Peter warming himself, she looked upon him, and said, And thou also wast with Jesus of Nazareth. But he denied, saying, I know not, neither understand I what thou sayest. And he went out into the pouch, and the cock crew. The Lord Jesus Christ had told Simon Peter before his denial that he was going to deny him. Peter bragged that even if others would do that, he wouldn't. Alas, before a maid, Peter denied his master. What a lesson. Today, some youths deny the Lord because of 1. Overconfidence. 2. Prayerlessness. 3. Evil association. 4. Seeking privileges, position, school admission, prosperity from wrong sources. 5. Forgetfulness of the Word of God. 6. Fear of peers, fear of being different, and desire to belong. You deny Christ when 1. You hide your Christian identity. 2. You compromise with sinners. 3. You are a hypocrite. 4. You reject the Word of Christ you once cherished. Peter repented and was restored. You too can be restored if you have fallen. To be steadfast to the end, do the following. 1. Always watch and pray. 2. Rely on the grace of God. 3. Always feed on the Word of God. 4. Fellowship with true children of God. 5. Preach the word. 6. Endure hardship for Christ's sake. 7. Look unto Jesus. Quote for the day. Always watch and pray. The challenge for today is, if we deny him, he will also deny us. Prayer. Lord Jesus, give me the grace to confess you always. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.